there and a very good welcome to this very special edition of the Hello There and the tribute to the two Bobs, to Bob Thurman and Bob Zanotti, and with their Swiss merry-go-round program. More than 30 years on the air over the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation first and now on SRI, Swiss Radio International. Now coming to an end after the restructuring of Swiss Radio International announced last weekend. The two Bobs will be ending their program on the 4th of June 1994. Why is all that? Well, I have Bob Zanotti and Bob Thurman at the end of the line trying to give an explanation to all this. And I ask to Bob Zanotti to bring us up to date on why this decision has been taken at SRI.
Well, Alfredo, a great deal is going on, and I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. But using a technical term, looking at this like a schematic diagram, effective Monday, June the 6th, the English program of Swiss Radio International will change most of its emphasis towards satellites. And as you know already, SRI has been on the Astra satellite now for some time, serving Europe. And we envisage to have a 24-hour satellite channel. I might add that the French program preceded us with the same kind of philosophy several weeks ago, and they are being carried on satellite, the Eutelsat satellite, mainly because from a technical point of view they're interested in serving North Africa, and the Eutelsat has a better footprint down there than the Astra satellite does. But to try to keep it simple, that will be it. All of the English language forces, to put it that way, at Swiss Radio International will be joined together, and there will be sheep and goats, to put it that way. We will have a team which will be specialized in preparing programs of news and current affairs, and then there will be another team or unit, of which I myself am technically going to be a part, producing feature programs. And we will have 1 hour blocks of transmission. 1 half hour will be basically current affairs programming, followed by a 30-minute program featuring a new feature program every single day. As far as shortwave is concerned, I want to clear up any possible misconceptions right here and declare quite solemnly and clearly that Swiss Radio International is not stopping transmissions on shortwave. These will continue. The only thing I must say, though, is that as it stands at the moment, and we're in a period of flux and things can change at any time, basically speaking, the shortwave audience will receive the first half hour of our 1 hour transmission, which will be mainly the news and current affairs emphasis. However, there will be one transmission a day for the European area on our European omnidirectional services, basically, that will carry, additionally, a feature program once a day for the European area.
Well, Bob, I understand that the things might be changing a little bit, that the management of SRI might be reconsidering their decision, and you told me before that at this moment, at this very moment, you're not very prepare to make any further comment on their decision.
Well, let me just add here, Alfredo, I just want to make it very clear. We have been talking about the future, and we literally, at this moment as we speak, do not know how things will shape up in the next few days.
Well, Bob Thurman, one thing that seems to be certain, however, that SRI is dropping almost all the feature programs. Bob Zanotti just mentioned one program per day to Europe, and as
a feature, one feature a day
feature
to Europe.
Program, yes.
Yes, but
and
there will be many
announced over the grapevine last weekend. There seems to be no feature programs on shortwave for areas outside Europe. So merely SRI will be regarded, maybe regarding the future, as an old news and commentary station. Bob Thurman, can you give us some more details on the history of the Swiss merry-go-round? You are a freelancer, an HF engineer, and for how long have you been, you, the two Bobs, running the program?
It's hardly true, Alfredo. I started out with SRI, which was called SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation in those days, in 1957. And I've seen quite many changes made since then. We started out with a program called the DX program, which was, of course, edited by Russell Henderson, later on by Bernard Lehman, and also Ronald Green took over the lead for a while. And then in the 60s, we had a 40 minutes weekly program, and then already it started to the name as the Swiss Shortwave Merry-Go-Round. I had two Girl Fridays on board, and we had a lot of fun, and there was music and amateur news, DX news, and broadcast band news, that sort of thing. But it was, what was it then, 1971?
No, 1970, Bob.
Or in 70, when we had...
Long enough, anyway.
When the old 40-minute format was being changed, and obviously, as today, somebody thought that the merry-go-round needed a facelift, and after so many years of popularity, and still is today, they thought we should change the name, and we should make a new program, yet retain the two Bobs, hopefully. Now, something, of course, to end the story, for the last 24 years now, I've been together with Bob Zanotti. Before we had, for 1 year, we had David Simmons from the BBC, and then Bob, as a young American, came in there, and the team of the two Bobs was complete, and ever since, it's been quite a jolly good time to work together. I think we made a good team anyway, but with, I think we must really admit that it has been some sort of a shock, to me anyway, because when the announcement by Nick Lombard was given last Saturday, it came to me as a surprise. And although the program obviously has been set and the change has been set for the last 6 months, we got news of it by this way of radio program. And this is something, of course, which shocked us a little bit, Bob and I. But as I said before, a facelift may be just as good, or a change may be just as good as a stay. So let's hope and see. Bob said that there are in-house, there are some talks now, and above all, I mean, the main issue was to take the don't call it the DX program, but this media program, as it should be called in the future, off the short waves. And this, of course, would mean that we are losing 95% of our audience, because only about 5% have dishes and listen on Astra satellite. Don't forget that we would lose all the overseas listeners. And this is, of course, an issue which we are talking over with Nick Lombard at the moment. And as Bob said, there's going to be some talks next week, and hopefully we can reach an agreement here.
We have been receiving several comments on the decision by the SRI management, and we've been observing very closely the messages over internet since a few people announced what was announced by SRI itself on the air last Saturday. The Two Bobs is not the only program which will be cut. We mentioned before that all the feature programs, or almost all the feature programs, will be cut. There will be anyway a severe cut in all feature programs. Bob Thurman, on the technical side, do you think there will be a chance to be back with some kind of different program on shortwave, or how would the listener, the shortwave listener, get the most accurate information and answer to their question in the future?
Well, I guess this is a crucial message, Alfredo. And I was asking or told Nick Lombard about it, that we are not per se a DX program as such. We are a technical mailbag program, and have been for many decades, actually. And here, of course, if they want to cut us off the shortwaves, this would leave us only the satellite to expand our Two Bobs mission in a way, under what name, whatever. The name will change, but I believe, Bob, you may also give your opinion on that. I believe we should ask our listeners what they think, and I believe their voices and their letters and their protests in a certain way would perhaps help us to keep the program, even the technical programs, on the shortwave, because this is our main vehicle. That's the main stay of our program today, whatever name it will be in the future. but the same technical questions will come in addition to technical issues or say, technical aspects of new telecommunication, which will certainly be included in a new program. This will make part of whatever the name will be, but we hope that we can retain the service to our listeners, to our shortwave listeners, in this respect.
You mentioned before, Alfredo, and it reminds me what Bob said, the computer information which has been going around through CompuServe and Internet, and it's rather ironic. I guess you could call it the kind of instant karma. I must say, have had a few critical remarks to make in the last couple of programs about new technology and computer bulletin boards and whatnot, or more specifically email, and I must admit that the first people to jump on the bandwagon and send their critical comments about the news of last Saturday were people from the computer networks and bulletin boards, and I thank them for that, and it has been a bit of a lesson to me that maybe I should look at them with a little bit of a different light. And I would say, I thank them, I would like to take this opportunity to thank those people who have jumped on the bandwagon there so quickly, and it was a very, very comforting surprise to see how many people we really have in favor of us, which makes us want to go on. And this brings me to the final point that I would like to make in this respect. We talk about going on, and here again I want to emphasize the SRI management is not killing the two Bobs. And when I say the two Bobs, I'm not talking about the Swiss shortwave merry-go-round. I'm talking about the concept of two guys who get along very well with a strong technical background and talk about things of interest to this field and to people in it and those who like to hear about it. I believe, and this is my personal opinion, and I'm sure that Bob shares this, whatever happens to us in the future on SRI, and we hope we do have a future, and I feel confident that we can come to an agreement on this, that the two Bobs, as two personalities, will remain as the essence of whatever program there is. But I think there's a new field out there, and Bob and I have already begun to discuss it. The old format, and this is something I can tell you clearly and unequivocally, the last program of the Swiss shortwave merry-go-round, the two Bobs sitting there answering questions coming in from listeners as the mainstay of the program, with the theme music and even the name, that will come to an end with the last program on the 4th of June. But this will not be the end of the two Bobs. We hope, and I believe sincerely, that the two Bobs are entering into a new era. They will not change, but the material they deal with and maybe how they deal with it will be brought up to date.
This were Bob Zanotti and Bob Thoman from Swiss Radio International with a special tribute from us here at Nexus IBA to one of the oldest mailbag, DX, and technical programs on shortwave, closing down on the 6th of June, 1994. Well, you're very welcome to write to us and send your comments on this program, send your comments on all of our programming here on IRRS Shortwave at Nexus IBA, PO Box 10980, in 20110 in Milano, Italy. Well, until the next time, in just 7 days from now, I am Alfredo Cotroneo from Milano, wishing you all the very best of 73s.